This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A Minneapolis man pulled over in March in Wisconsin says police took nearly $10,000 from him, even though he was never charged with a crime. His case is an example of the burden that can fall on those who have cash, vehicles, or property seized by police. Despite a 2018 law intended to limit police's ability to seize assets from people who aren't convicted of crimes, the practice still happens. Rich Kramer reports.
Clifford Skinner's mom died in March. He wanted to help his father pay for the funeral, so he says he took $9,600 when he and his family drove from Minneapolis to Gary, Indiana. It was almost all the money he had, but Skinner says his father wouldn't take it. On the way home, Skinner was sleeping in the car when a Wisconsin State Trooper pulled his daughter over for speeding near Osseo.
He approached me and said that he smelled marijuana coming from the vehicle. I informed the state trooper that I am a medicinal cannabis user and my doctor prescribed me that as medication.
Skinner says the trooper took less than a quarter ounce of marijuana and seized all of the money. He received municipal citations but was never charged with a crime. Still, the state patrol wouldn't give Skinner's money back. The agency told WPR it wouldn't comment on an ongoing investigation. Skinner, who is black, says his money was referred to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency on suspicion it was tied to drug trafficking. He denies that.
Guilty until proven innocent. And that's basically where I'm sitting at right now. An innocent man that got robbed by the police and been unjustly done because of my skin complexion.
Skinner's fiance, Trina Lewis, says they were saving the money for a down payment on a future house. She wasn't there during the traffic stop, but says it traumatized five of their kids who waited in a squad car as the officer searched Skinner's van for more drugs to no avail.
You know, my kids, as we see the police driving down the street, taking them to daycare, they tense up. They get worried.
In 2018, a bipartisan group of Wisconsin legislators reformed state law aimed at preventing forfeitures from individuals unless they're convicted of a crime. But there are exceptions. Money or property referred to federal agencies like the DEA can be forfeited even if charges are never filed. And state or local law enforcement can keep proceeds from those forfeitures if a person is deported, flees the jurisdiction, or doesn't claim cash or property within 9 months. Dan Albin is the co-director of the National Initiative to End Forfeiture Abuse. He calls it policing for profit.
That, I think, is highly problematic when the federal government is encouraging state and local law enforcement to not comply with their very own state laws and instead simply participate in a federal program that allows them to sidestep or circumvent those protections.
At least half of any proceeds from state-level forfeitures must go to Wisconsin's school fund. But if a forfeiture goes federal, state and local law enforcement can keep all proceeds sent back by the U.S. Department of Justice following a conviction. In 2020, police in Wisconsin reported around $775,000 in cash and property forfeitures tied to convictions. That same year, the U.S. Department of Justice sent nearly $2 million in forfeited proceeds back to agencies in Wisconsin. Skinner suspects the state patrol referred his money to the DEA in order to get a second opinion after the district attorney didn't file criminal charges. In Brown County, the sheriff's office received around $117,000 from the feds in 2020 for seizures it made. Lieutenant Matt Ronk is the director of the Brown County Drug Task Force. He says seizing assets is an important part of fighting criminal organizations, and he says his team isn't disproportionately seizing money during investigations.
But I also have a real problem leaving drug proceeds, illicit gains, predatory funds that were taken off of innocent people, innocent victims that either by force or by victimizing them with addiction.
As for Skinner, he's hired a lawyer at an estimated cost of $4,000 in hopes of getting his $9,600 back from the DEA. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.